What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Happy holidays from Fightful. Whatever you celebrate, or even if you don't celebrate anything, we love you. We're happy to have you. We're happy to have your support in any way that you support us, because I know that we've got a ton of different ways, from YouTube to Humper Chats to Twitch to The Distraction to The Magazine to Fightful Select. Like, we've got so many different ways that you guys support us, and we're going to spend a little bit of time with you guys ahead of NXT tonight. A reminder, this show was set up basically to publicly fund us. We are PBS. We are just as informative and important as PBS. So that's what we're here to do. And I was hoping to have somebody, I was hoping to have Denise Salcedo on this show, who is a noted veteran of PBS. She worked there, but she couldn't come. She couldn't be here. But we did get an ample celebrity in her place. We have the Grinch.
Hello.
We have the Grinch here.
Hello, good Fightful people. Hello, Sean.
How are you doing? Where's your dog?
I don't have the dog anymore.
Did you eat the dog?
I ate the dog because I was very hungry.
That is okay. Well, that doesn't sound anything like the Grinch. Sounds like this person.
Are you denying that I'm the Grinch?
Yeah, I think you need to put some voiceover work in, to be honest with
you.
Well,
look it, Sean. I'm here on this show because you've been really mean to my friend Denise Salcedo.
Yeah,
and I don't like it. You've been being mean to all the people that are anti-Christmas and making us feel bad. So I'm here to tell you to be nice to my friend Denise Salcedo.
Why? What's with the accent, Grinch? Like, this doesn't sound like you. I mean, the fact that you're friends with Denise Salcedo certainly checked out. That definitely happens. I mean, I believe that. But I thought you liked Christmas now. I thought that was the whole thing.
I have a little bit of a cold. Sorry.
You have a little bit of a cold.
I have a little bit of a cold.
Well, we'll get back to the Grinch shortly. A reminder, guys, donate a super chat. Donate a Humper Chat. All of that goes towards our freelance Christmas budget or Christmas bonuses. So the staff that you see here will be bonus. Not me. Not this guy. Because you know what? I'm like Ebenezer Scrooge, but at the end of the movie. I'm ready to pass out some. Is it cooked goose? I don't know. I feel like this guy will know. Alex Pawlowski. Did you ever do a Scrooge play?
Yeah, plenty of times.
Did you?
Yeah, lots of times.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. Not really.
I did a Christmas Carol like 3-4 years in a row. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of fun.
God damn, man. Like, I stunned myself with how good I was at the segue there. But yeah, Jimmy is doubling my Scrooging by matching any donations given tonight, super chats or Humper Chats.
That's great. I just wanted you to know, like, fun fact, a lot of people don't know this, but much like the Grinch, Ebenezer Scrooge is also from the South. Like, you would have no idea. Really interesting, crazy accent. A lot of people think he's from London, but he's not. He's from East Texas. It's crazy.
We got people who play Bob Cratchit. Man, damn. I'm a little befuddled that I lobbed up myself like just like an ephus and knocked it over the fence right there with that one. But
yeah.
We'll get back to you shortly, Alex Pawlowski. We have our friend William Washington here from Grapsody every Saturday at noon. Well, not this Saturday because it's
Christmas. Because
it's Christmas and he's got a family.
That's
the love
right.
of God.
I do. How you doing? Like dripping wet. I literally just got out the shower. So like,
wow.
I was like, oh crap, there's a thing happening right now.
Or did you and your friends scout out a neighborhood to rob things and just leave the water running everywhere and get thwarted by a child? Like, is that what happened?
Fun fact about that reference you just made. I only recently saw the first Home Alone, like a couple years ago. I saw Home Alone 2 when I was a kid, and that was all I had ever seen until a couple years
good.
Ago. So like, they were always the sticky bandits in my head. And then like 2-3 years ago, I finally watched Home Alone 1. I'm like, oh, that was a follow-up. Duh.
I cannot believe that we're moving on to Joel Pearl. We shouldn't. And let me tell you how offended I got to be to move on to Joel Pearl.
Hey, man.
How bad it's got to be. How's it going, man?
It's going well. You know what? It's kind of nice being the lonely Jew on Christmas.
Okay, that's fair. Like, so when you were younger, like, were you like, Santa doesn't visit me?
I more came up with the whole, all my friends will be doing their own Christmas thing, so I'm going to crash it. And it worked.
Like I sometimes I would wonder, like, did Santa come down the chimney and see the menorah and go, well, this is awkward. And then just kind of sneak out.
Yeah. No, the worst is if he got caught and he's just like, I'm not supposed to be here. And then dad would kind of take the poker and be like, you're damn right, you're not supposed to be here. And then he'd have to scurry up the chimney all his own. Listen, we're not supposed to talk about it. Statute of limitations might be over, though. Might have to ask the court.
That's a fair point. You know what? I kind of like Hanukkah more than Christmas. We adopted the 12 days of Christmas things. We do just one gift every single day because we like it so much. So I'm with you, Joel Pearl. Going to convert. We got Steven Jensen here. He hosts The Weekender. He hosts Fightful Fight Night. Steven, how you doing?
I'm doing good. And along with fellow Jew Joel Pearl, I to celebrate Hanukkah. So, but we all gather on Christmas as a family. That's like the day every year that we all get together. So, much love to everybody out there. Whatever you celebrate, I'm happy to be here with you guys. I was pleasantly surprised last year when I got a random bonus around this time. Yeah. So very happy. Last year, quick story. I don't know if you remember this. So I missed last year's stream, and the reason was because you had made a new invoice group that I wasn't moved over to. So I never knew about it. So then I just get like this extra money in my account, and I'm like, wait, when did this happen? And so here I am this year. I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to come by and say hey to everybody and wish everybody happy holidays. And thank you guys for everything y'all do with Fightful. Everybody who's in here today.
I know Will also has to go get his haircut shortly. So we'll reunite everybody in a moment. But yeah, all the super chats, humper chats today will be matched by Jimmy Van and will be divided up among our freelance staff. There's a lot of places. There's one place I ever worked at before Fightful that did Christmas bonuses. So even if it's a little bit, we try to do something. And we got Rob Wilkins here as well. He is the co-host of the new Fightful Select podcast, coexisting with Rob and Maggie, with our favorite Bulgarian bartender, Maggie. I am not even going to try her last name because I will butcher it miserably. But every week you can hear them talk the news. Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You know, I just found out that the Grinch is from East Texas, and that's where I was born. So it's just shocking, but I mean, it's a big deal now to me. And but everything's going good, and you know, it's been right over a year since I officially got on payroll with Fightful. So
came on board,
and it's been a blast ever since.
Well, we love to have you here. We encourage everybody to check out the Fightful Select show. A lot of you have been saying, guys, we want a weekly news show. We want something like something a little bit longer on Select. Rob and Maggie have you covered every single week. And this week, filling in for Luis, our wonderful moderator, Cher Delaware. If you've been banned, you can blame her. You don't message me. Don't message me.
You can't message me, so good luck.
Good luck. You're wearing the beautiful Fightful beanie there. Yeah. You have grown ears on top of your head.
I'm just here to moderate.
Look what I'm wearing. Cher Delaware got me this for Christmas. How about that?
Beautiful.
How about that, guys? We're going to bring everybody back in now. Now, we can only have like 10 people in here at a time, so people will be coming. People will be going. We're gonna see more coming than Veer Mahan here. But the first request is Ian asking Tony D to sing Silent Night. Alex, I believe this is for you.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin, huh? Mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace. Forget about it. Sleep in heavenly peace. Gabagool to you and yours.
We are taking requests today. I don't know that they'll be fulfilled, but we have Yoxel saying, thanks for all the entertainment. Happy holidays. Gabagool. We're going to be reading off all of these. A lot of them are just well wishes, like Pat Fannin, our good friend, former editor, saying Merry Christmas, Fightful Forever, digging holes. And Matt Reichiel says, I love everyone, even the Grinch. Turned 40 yesterday, and SRS Claus is the new Santa Claus. Well, I mean, what does the Grinch think about Santa?
I think Santa's an old grumpy man, and Alex Pawlowski, your singing sucks.
You have never watched The Grinch, have you?
No.
Hey, I'm the star. That's all you need to know.
You have never watched The Grinch, and I know you've never watched The Grinch, or else you would never
do
pretend.
Not like my voice.
Is it Borat? Is it Borat?
I don't know, Eric Cartman a little bit.
You sound like the quarterback from Friday Night Lights. Like you. No, I don't want your life.
A blockbuster guest and then try to bury the blockbuster guest.
Let me ask, Grinch, did you get your Christmas gift?
I did.
Okay, Cyclops says only people who like Christmas should get the Christmas bonus. And Zach Barber says, Will's thoughts on AIWFCIY topping the Billboard chart for the... Oh, well, this
I
is
believe
I
that's an
Christmas
acronym for All I Want for Christmas is You. Thank you.
Like the offense there.
I mean, it absolutely deserves it. It's this is the third year in a row, which is funny because 2 years ago was the first time it ever hit number one, despite being a 25-year-old song, and now it's here.
So I just want to say, has a Taylor Swift Christmas song ever topped the charts?
How would I know? I'm the Grinch.
Brian Doyle. Oh, also, what do you think of the Marilyn Manson remix? I know you've heard the Mega Mix, right, Will? Oh my gosh, I got.
Oh my gosh,
it's
I mean,
incredible.
I sent Will the "We're not gonna take it" Mega Mix.
Yeah, I heard that.
Oh man, thank you, Trey Sammons and Ryan Christensen. A big one says just a small token of appreciation to everyone at Fightful. Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Hey, happy Kwanzaa, happy Hanukkah, happy Festivus, anything you celebrate, my friends. Grinch, I understand.
Why does the Grinch get all the questions? There's more people here.
You got your Christmas gift, right?
Yeah.
Or at least one that was, like, you're at Denise Salcedo's house, so you got the Christmas gift.
I clean for her when she's not here.
You're really trying with those scissors, huh?
It's gonna happen. I'm a little new.
This is horrifying. I am really afraid you're gonna cut your furry little hands off.
Wait, why am I opening Denise Salcedo's gifts?
I think that's a federal crime.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to jail.
Gotcha, bitch.
I think it's okay if you're in the house, right?
Okay, no, that's also breaking and entering.
I don't know what she lacks.
Oh my god.
The fact that the voice keeps on changing is...
What does it say?
It says, bring me some pizza.
Oh, I heard Denise loves pizza.
But that's not the important one. That's the heartfelt gift.
Oh,
get
you
to
actually
the real
like
stuff.
That girl? She's a bitch.
Get to the real stuff.
A poop! A poop emoji! poop!
You squeeze it and it makes all the sounds that Denise Salcedo makes generally. So you'll never miss her again. It makes the same sound that Denise makes when she takes a big fat shit. Big thank you, Jay Blood. Happy holidays to all.
Can you hear that?
Very much.
Ooh,
so.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I think she'll like it very much.
Pedro says, happy holidays to Fightful staff. Thank you for all the great years of covering pro wrestling. You guys make the post-show stream so much fun. Can't miss. What is 2021 match of the year? My favorites, my two favorites are probably Bianca Sasha and Rosa Britt Baker. Anybody just want to throw some out arbitrarily and talk all over each other while you do it?
All out cage match is definitely up there for me, but also... Kenny and Brian but I was also there in person for both of those, so I probably have extreme bias, but those are probably at the top for me.
Dragunov and Walter.
Yeah,
just took mine.
That's definitely on there. You know, an underrated one. I loved MJF and Darby.
It was incredible.
It was really good. It was really good.
So good. Yep. Sonny says this is for Step Host coexisting with SRS. We're going to have to coexist with another big star. Not only is the Grinch here, we have Broke Santa Sting. Santa Sting. Thank you for joining us.
He's not going to talk again this year.
Oh, it's 96 Sting.
96 Sting. Okay, you know what? Well, you know what? We had to wait until December to get that Sting to do anything as well.
First episode of Thunder.
We got much like that Sting, this one showed up without a tan. So, Sonny B says, Merry Christmas, Fightful. You guys are the goats. Can't wait to hear Alex sing Christmas carols in Tony D's voice. You should have requested one.
I'll fire one off if you want.
Go ahead.
And this is for you, Will. I don't want a lot for Christmas. There's just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath that Christmas tree. I just want you for my own more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. Huh? All I want for Christmas is you.
That was beautiful. That was really good. I gotta say, that was good. We have an interesting one here. Where does the Fightful team stand on the Die Hard Christmas movie debate? I am of full belief it is a Christmas movie.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is. It I just is. Made my kids watch Batman Returns because that to me is a Christmas movie as well. And if that is a Christmas movie, then I have to err on the side that Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
The only reason I will say it's not is because it didn't come out at Christmas. It came out during the summer.
Okay,
So that's iffy, but otherwise I will say this. If you don't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie, then you have to agree that Home Alone isn't a Christmas movie because they're both action movies with one person fighting off terrorists, basically.
And Home Alone came out in November, too. So,
I got bamboozled.
Came out in November.
I got bamboozled by the release date of Toy Story as a child because there's a brief Christmas scene. It was out in November around Christmas time. Like Burger King had all the Toy Story toys there all that month. They were the hot Christmas item. So for years in my head, I was like, Toy Story Christmas movie. Not really. Not really. But I got bamboozled. Shaddy says the Grinch sounds like Briggs and Jensen from NXT.
I don't know who they are.
Double Vest and the Beach. The fantastic young tag team, Double Vest and the Beach.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, you and a lot of people.
SCW, thank you so much.
Jim.
Jim here. Wow. Says
Jim and Mika.
Wonderful. I got to meet her in Vegas, I believe. The trips run together.
Yes,
for me.
It was Vegas.
And New York.
I think we were all at the karaoke together, of all things. Watching Spencer sing to Nick Gage.
That was wonderful.
It was amazing. What a
he
performance.
He serenaded him.
He did.
Nick was going to pull it anyway.
I know. Jivaniga says, I just appreciate you all. It's not much to spread, but glad I can shoot you all something. Well, thank you so much. You've been so great to all of us. And Normhausen says, very nice, very happy, very juicy holidays to the Fightful staff. Even the Poopy Grinch in the middle. Poopy Grinch! My resolution for next year is less gimmick infringement or be cursed. OFE, happy Festivus. Guys, you can still get in Humper Chats, by the way. I got a whole mess of them saved up. Jay Blood saying happy holidays. Taylor Cannon wishing us a Merry Christmas and thanking us for all the entertainment. I think everybody here has a show, except for Hannah. But Hannah's here, by God.
I don't get paid either, so.
you're gonna, don't worry. Taylor Cannon says that did the Grinch say that they didn't have a show? Is that
I
what
don't
I
have a show either.
Oh, that's what I thought I heard. Very fucking cute. Taylor Cannon says, hope you all have a great holiday. Pedro says, happy holidays to the Fightful staff. Thank you for a great year of covering pro wrestling. I think we already read that one. We did. I was getting back to it. But thank you very much, Pluggo, for your well wishes as well as Nicholas. says match of the year is Edge Rollins at Crown Jewel.
That was a really good match.
That was a good one. That was a
I've actually never seen the tag cage match from All Out, even though I was at All Out, because that's when they pulled me aside to talk about the guy that harassed me. Missed the entire match.
Oh, terrible.
The ticket. Hey, guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Taker, your volume's a little high, Hannah, by the way.
I'm just loud.
And on your thing. Oh! No! No!
Oh, massive legend.
Your face is broken.
Can't we set him on fire to commemorate the 1 year?
It's the 1 year anniversary.
Mark says Alex is more over at Tony D or than Tony D at this point. JJ says Jeremy is the GOAT. I don't like this. I don't appreciate this at all. Jeremy was getting a Christmas bonus. Throwback, thank you so much. Frank, thank you so much. Shaddy, thank you so much. Fightful was my number one listen on Spotify. A lot of people don't even know we're on Spotify. We are on podcast platforms everywhere, my friend. Ooh, who of you would win the feats of strength? What are we talking about? What are the feats of strength? What are they? Well, I think the Grinch would probably win that.
I would win. I got a super strength.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what that is.
It's a Seinfeld reference.
It's a Festivus reference. Yeah.
It's a Festivus reference.
Dallas Grinch.
I only heard part of what you said, so I was like, what are you talking about?
Anakin saying that the Grinch has two Hollywood movies and doesn't need a show. I just know she's burning up in there, so it makes me very happy to watch this continue. It really does. Robert, thank you so much. Look at the guns on Robert. Look at Robert.
He wins the feats of strength.
He would win it. Right. He says, what should be WWE and AEW's New Year's resolutions? WWE's no more coexisting.
No more fake crowd noise. Jeez, I can't take it anymore. It is so like Uncanny Valley. That Liv promo last night where there's just like a cheer and then it just like abruptly stops as if crowds do that. I can't take the fake crowd noise anymore. No more. Either make your crowds do what you want them to do by giving them what they should see, or don't do crowds anymore. That's it. Just
damn.
No, for real though. Like if you're not going to go by what the crowd there is actually doing, then you don't deserve to have a crowd at all.
How about some AEW resolutions from you guys?
If you put something on the undercard with stakes, follow through. I still have yet to see Jack Evans with no hair.
I had completely forgotten about that. You're right.
Yeah.
Go out west.
Yeah. Jack Evans at all.
Well, yeah. I don't know when we'll see him again.
Book the next flight to Mexico and then take an Uber to the police station.
Mine will always be more women.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Jack Evans has got to trade his hair to get out of the country at this point.
I'll say that if you do one post-match beatdown on a show, Don't do it again.
Yes. Yes. Bryant says, Fightful got me through a lot of mental health issues and multiple layoffs. You guys are the best. Happy holidays. Hey, thank you, Bryant. It's gotten me through a lot of mental health struggles, so we appreciate you. Legit Underboss says, hot takes. Wonderful Life sucks. Fight me. I don't care. I agree. I don't need to watch some 70-year-old movie. I don't need it. I'm good. I'm all set. And look at this monster one from Carlos Easy. Remember, guys, wow. Jimmy Van is matching Humper Chats and Super Chats tonight. Thank you, Carlos Easy. Happy holidays to the Fightful team. You're the best in the business. Grapsody has become his favorite podcast this year. Can't wait for everything Fightful has in store for 2022. Oh, the Fiend left.
Hey, God. That is a great note for me to peace out on, because as I mentioned, I have to go get a haircut. Quick story on that, by the way. This is not the haircut that Alex would appreciate, but I guess this story kind of fits along those lines. So I do happen to get my hair cut by two wrestling what I mean is the barbershop is run by two wrestling fans. And I can't believe I'm about to admit this on a Fightful stream, but part of what gets me a discount on my haircuts is me giving away Fightful Select scoops.
And then your barber looks at you and says, "What can you tell me about Bad Bunny?"
Jesus.
But I always walk in, they're like, "What you got for me?" And I'm like, "Okay."
My God. I love it. I love it.
Nice.
Oh. So, guys, check out Grapsody every Saturday. I preempted this Saturday, obviously. Best of next week, I believe it is.
Yes. So this week we're off completely. Next week there's going to be a best of show. But the best of show is going to have some really cool guests that are going to be introducing the clips. You'll see who as time goes on. But hey, everybody, thank you for this is my first year with Fightful, and I'm just really grateful to have been a part of everything, and everybody's been so welcoming. And I just can't be grateful enough that that Sean, that Jimmy basically took a chance on Fightful on Grapsody, and I'm just I've been over the moon about it this year. So thank you again, and thank you everybody for the super chats. They've been amazing.
Go buy a shirt.
Buy a shirt.
They get their royalties this next year.
We do.
I think Alex needs his as well.
Eventually. I've had this shirt for 2 years.
And say hi to my daughter who's been sitting here with me this whole time.
Oh my God.
Hi.
So anyway, I'm out. Peace.
William, thank you so much. We appreciate you. We also appreciate Kate Hensler. She's here. She's going to be back tonight post NXT. We have off this week. Kate, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I'm so glad Will's gone so I could finally be on here. I can't coexist with that guy, you know?
He's very, very difficult to get along with as well. Very.
He's the kind of guy that if you're like, "Hey, Merry Christmas." He's like, "Hey, you too." Like, who does that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's one of those.
Well, we got a bunch of people telling us Merry Christmas over at humperchats.com. Big thank you, John Grindstaff, a close friend of mine, a good personal friend of mine. I wouldn't say close. We're going to be closer. I'll live next to him soon.
He's my friend. I saw him
last week.
He messaged me for the link to the video and said, "I will message Sean, but he won't respond for 2 weeks."
My God. He says, "Hey, Fightful fam, I paid my bill for years as a freelance writer for psych, social work, medical magazines. Never got a Christmas card. Here's to changing those norms. Happy holidays and happy new year to everyone." J.K. Schwall says, "Hoping Bob O'Neill is considered a freelancer and gets a nice bonus here. In all seriousness, love your work. Got to meet O'Neill and the goat Jeremy, which rules." Bob has never submitted an invoice to us, fortunately. The running cast says, "Merry Christmas and keep cool gobble-gool to everyone at Fightful. Thank you for continuing to do a great job."
We also have with you.
Yes. PT Phoenix says, "Thanks for the great work and being a part of my mental health by putting smiles where I don't have a reason for that." Says that he lost his girlfriend 2 weeks ago. I'm so sorry to hear that.
That's terrible.
And says, "Special thanks for the distraction. Hugs from Portugal." Well, maybe somebody from that show would actually say something to you. I mean, Steven's here. He's about as close as you're going to get.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't get over what's going on below me right now. You just sit there this whole time, Sting, not say a damn thing.
That's exactly what he's doing.
No, I know. He told us actually. He told me about this about a week ago that he was going to do this.
Who's Sting? You know Sting?
Yeah. He stopped surfing. But
wow. JJ says, "Have you all watched Halloween Kills?" Yes, I have.
Yes, I did.
I am sure this is a bit. This is a bit. Sheldon says, "Favorite or best title change of 2021, and happy holidays." It's either Big E or Hangman Page for me.
I gotta go with Bianca's good.
You know, Bianca's a good one too. I wish it was a full arena. I do wish it was a full arena, but the story of that match built up incredibly.
I'm throwing Britt Baker in there because it was such a desperately needed one. But yeah,
I mean, though, Dragon all over Walter was pretty big. If you follow along with NXT UK with that long title run, that was pretty cool. I'm with Hangman though as well.
Thank you to Greg. J Blood says, "I need underrated matches of 2021 that went under 20 minutes."
The goddamn Lucha Bros. I've been trying to get my answer in here. Freaking raising my hand up.
Well, go ahead, say it.
I already said my answer to the last question, Lucha Bros.
Don't be so sassy about it.
Grinch, were you saying the Lucha Bros beating the Young Bucks? That was your title change of the year?
Gotcha. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm with you.
Mine's definitely either Big E or Hangman Page. Those are the only options for me.
It's Big E. Come on. We know who you are. Underrated matches that were under 20 minutes.
I can't remember if the Rev Pro match with the tag match, Fletcher and Mark Davis against Mills and Oku, I don't remember if that was under 20 minutes, but that's one that I'd never see anybody talking about. The Briscoes against OGK was really good.
Very good.
I think that one is worth it. Gargano and Kushida.
That was good, yeah.
Was very good.
Was Danielson and Suzuki, was that?
Oh, yeah.
Under 20 minutes? Yeah. Danielson Hangman. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, an underrated is a tricky thing, too. Like, I think we're forgetting about Omega and Jungle Boy, but I don't know if that was under 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I think it was. But I think people were talking about a lot about that. It was just like 10 months ago at this point. So that one popped into my head.
Sean Blanford, thank you, my friend, for this giant super chat.
Thank you so much, Sean.
In which Jimmy will match.
Sucker. Sucker. This guy, I think, has his film at the Sundance Film Festival, if I remember that right.
Well, he stole $100 from me and then just donated it.
Wow.
That's what I think. But yeah, let's hey, Sean,
it doubled it, so a good investment.
Send me info on your movie. And so Grace says, "Don't have enough money to pay you all for the great entertainment. Have a great holiday." When do we get Kalex with Righteous Reg? Whenever they set it up.
I don't
keep them from doing that.
We'll figure out a time.
You want a four-hour show?
I was just going to say, we're trying to get our show shorter, man.
Yeah. JJ sends a nice Humper Chat at humperchat.com. It says, "A very Merry Christmas to everyone at Fightful. Thank you for all the hard work. Distraction is the number one show overall." Well, that was a waste of your money. Question for you all. Thoughts on Bob O'Neill being the biggest babyface of 2021? Love you all. Bob O'Neill's a coward who avoided me in Las Vegas.
Me too.
He did.
I tried to chase his ass down, and he was all like, "I'm tired. I walked around all day." And I'm like, "We did too. What are you talking about?
I hung out with, let me see, everybody on this stream except for Steven this year.
Yep.
Hey, okay, and Alex. You hang out Alex, with me. No, I've still never met Alex in person.
No.
Sean, I'm sorry to hear that.
Zach Barber asked Kate if Kate would sing Last Christmas.
Right now? That feels like a later gimmick. Are you
right
now?
Now.
Right now.
Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away to Hook because he stole everybody's hearts.
My God, I wish you would give the microphone away as it's rubbing up against your hair again, Kate.
I'm sorry, it was the emotion of the song in my performance. I'm sorry, I have wonderful hair.
Luis says, sending a quick chat to shout out the Fightful crew for the love. Hope you all have a wonderful holidays. Luis has the week off. Luis, of course, we wish you could be here, my friend, but glad to see you. Glad to see you. Amber says, thank you all for what you do. I appreciate what you create. Thanks and happy holidays. We appreciate that you all even give a shit, quite frankly, because you all have an awful lot of options. Shane says, enjoys D's nuts roasting on an open fire. Merry Christmas to all you people.
Brilliant.
And then the quad lord, Aubrey, says, happy holidays, Fightful fam. Well, happy holidays to you. Thanks, very happy to see you swing by here, Aubrey. Always love to see you. Yoko says, Christmas movie fact, the same person, Bob Clark, directed Black Christmas, the original slasher movie, which Halloween took a lot of inspiration from, and A Christmas Story, one of the funniest Christmas movies of all time. Yoko, listen, I appreciate you. I don't know what's up with your anime avatar with the titties hanging out there, but I appreciate you. I just want to say I appreciate you. I don't appreciate A Christmas Story, though.
Me either.
I think it's overrated, but Yoko, I love you, and I like your cartoon titties there, too. I'm not here to shame you, but I don't like A Christmas Story.
You don't like Elf either. Do you like anything?
Okay,
what do you like?
So I say I don't like Elf, but I bought a life-size Elf decoration for our front yard this week.
I'm not an Elf fan either.
I thought it's overrated.
What is wrong with you people?
I just think there's better. I think Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2.
Get out of town. Yeah.
The Night Before. Like, all these are better Christmas movies to me. I thought 8-Bit Christmas this year was better as well. So there you go.
That was
the Grinch loves titties.
My God, that's the first thing that's been helpful that she said tonight.
Good on you,
Grinch. I think we'll get along just fine, Grinchy.
Fuck!
Sean is absolutely corpse.
Send for the man.
Sean, you got a lot of stuff to read. You need to get your shit together.
Oh my God. Bugs Bunny says, Feliz Navidad, Fightful crew. Well, thank you, Bugs Bunny, first off, for speaking my language, my first language, Spanish. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. Grinch, what do you think of my Spanish?
I think your Spanish
sucks. Muted. Fightful crew, thanks for the great year of entertainment. Favorite AEW WWE pay-per-view this year? Least favorite. I can't ever remember my least favorite, but I would say my favorite, personally for me, my favorite was Double or Nothing, because I was like, oh my God, I get to be around humans again. Any quick thoughts on favorites, guys?
Full Gear for me, and I really like Money in the Bank this year.
I go Full Gear also, I think.
Nobody's going All Out?
I don't remember.
I wanted to say All Out was great.
I mean, Law was great, too. My favorite was Full Gear. My second favorite was All Out.
I'm going to say my least favorite was Survivor Series. So
yeah, there you go.
That's a good call. Yep.
There you go.
That's a good call.
If Ryan's... you give me an egg, it's probably going to be my least favorite. That's a good call.
I think Survivor Series is a good one. Ryan Sullivan sent a monster humper chat. Big thank you. And says, make sure none of this goes to Catherine. Also, he sent more because Jimmy's matching.
Wow. Good thing nobody here is named Catherine, Ryan. My full shoot name is Kate. I'll see you tomorrow when we do our other podcast.
Kimberly and Jennifer both send us great humper chats that say happy holidays. And they appreciate what we do. Thank you two so much. We really appreciate you as well. Yoxel says, thanks for all the entertainment. Happy holidays, Gabagool. And Mateo says, this one is for all the wonderful staff at Fightful, especially Robert, since he saw the terrifying Garfield videos. I don't know what that's referencing. I don't know what that's about. My God. William Davis says, happy holidays. I've been entertained this year, and it feels like it comes from your all's passion for what you do. Thanks for sharing it with us. The way I like to set things up is that we have at least like a show a day on the main feed and select. You don't have to watch it all, but there's going to be something you like here. So I hope that that has worked out. And now it's got to the point where the distraction has unfortunately created an offshoot where they do something every damn day of their own. So there's definitely something you'll dislike over there. Drew says, my Christmas song selection for Tony D and the New York Princess is Dominic and the Donkey.
What?
All right. Well, I got to go find this now.
Are we doing this now or later?
Yes.
You all should look it up. Cyclops says, all I want for Christmas is the NXT podcast to be more than 2 hours.
No. No, I have to mod it tonight. No.
I will let you know that when I saw the Sea Sisters at Final Battle, they said they wanted it to be 6 hours long.
They're useful.
They can mod it.
Yeah.
That's fair.
He says he wants another Bianca run. Merry Christmas, everyone. But the Grinch. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Grinch don't give a damn.
Grinch is too busy liking titties.
I Max, love them titties.
Max Powers says, happy holidays. I love listening to your podcast. Thanks for your great content, scoops, and good times. Got any first-time matches you'd like to see next year?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, right? That's a first time.
I think Hangman versus CM Punk at some point will be real good.
Brock and Big E, have they done that? I want to see that.
I want to see Big Brock E and Goldberg. Elimination Chamber.
I want Big E and Goldberg.
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. Edge and AJ, I want that too. Bucephalus says, enjoying some Fightful, snuggled in fleece. Glad to see the Grinch, not that sphincter Denise. I think Denise's sphincter is why she's not here. Is she's busy taking big fat shits. Is that true, Grinch?
Why would the Grinch, though?
My friend Denise does what it takes to so that she can eat and make sure it comes out and enjoy herself very well.
Is the Grinch Southern?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been trying to figure this out.
You've missed a lot.
The Grinch moves often, apparently.
Grinch threw up a sling blade. Ray Salivar says, I wish you a Hook Christmas. Happy Hookmas. Elise, joining the Fightful family was one of my better decisions this year. Happy holidays to all of you, especially Kate's bangs. She has, the bangs have worked out exceptionally.
I'm so glad you said her name right. That's actually my friend from high school, and everybody assumes it's Elsie. But you nailed it.
I nailed it.
You nailed it.
I know some Elises, but we're glad you joined the Fightful family. We try to make it clear that pieces of shit are not allowed what we're doing, and we don't need their $5. So hopefully it makes for a better environment for all of you guys, and it's worked out so far.
Just because Denise takes shits doesn't mean we like allow them around here.
Exactly.
Hey, hold on.
We're lucky Denise is in here to defend herself.
That's true. Speaking of family, can I interject with something for a quick second?
Is Vin Diesel coming?
No.
Is it Joe Gacy coming?
It's Joe Gacy, yes. I'm gonna get a little cheesy for a second because we're talking about family, not Vin Diesel family.
It's been a long day.
You telling me. Anyway,
you, my friend.
Point is, when I started doing stuff with Fightful here, I really have loved it and I've had some awesome opportunities, not just with Twitch, but also doing a couple post shows and hanging out with y'all. And we're talking about family, and I want to tell everyone that my wife and I are expecting. We'll be adding to our family very soon.
Congratulations!
Sharing my family with yours.
A little congratulations. Baby
yes, oh that's gosh. Right.
Sean, you actually already knew that, so the shock on your face just made me laugh because you completely forgot, didn't you?
Kayfabe, brother.
No, that's not what it is. CTE, brother.
Oh, no. Probably now is. It's time to fight for it.
Sean says, here's another tenor from Jimmy Van's Money. Wish I had a film at Sundance, but just there to cover festival and write reviews. Much love again. Keep cool, gobbagools. Well, now Kate has to help him produce a movie that makes it there.
That's aggressive. I think it's still very cool that you're doing coverage for Sundance. Yeah. Whoa.
Ian thinks that I should match it too. Ian, you're fucking wrong. Van Twinblade says Will Ferrell is annoying an elf that he is.
That's
Bruce Wood.
Gimmick.
Bruce Wood says, got to give a shout out to WrestleTalk for introducing me to the GOAT SRS. Love those guys. They do some wonderful, fun stuff over there. I definitely appreciate those. Gary Coxhead says, first full year watching you guys. Found Sean and the rest from Fightful and Quizzlemania and WrestleTalk and have been watching ever since. Have a bloody great Christmas. Sean definitely finds my last name funny. Yeah, you nailed that one, Coxhead. You certainly did. Is that your shoot last name? I want to know if Coxhead is shooting right now. Colt thanks us very much for our 2021. and want some spicy 2022 wrestling predictions, well, you can go over to Denise Salcedo's channel and we do some bingo card stuff. But guys, my spicy prediction is that Veer will come.
Oh my God.
All over?
Where? Where is he coming?
Where is he?
What's Chins. Going on here?
All over Raw.
It's all over Raw?
Yeah, he's going to come over. All over Raw.
It's going to be dirty.
It's like, well, I mean, messy. What do you expect?
That doesn't sound PG.
It doesn't.
So?
Okay, I just feel bad for whoever his dance partner is because it's just like rematch after rematch after rematch over there, you know? So.
Some of them have to clean it up.
We've got so many humper chats. I love this. Jimmy is going to spend so much money. It makes me happy. Thomas LaValle says, happy holidays. Love Fightful Select. Makes my day all the time. Sour Graps is the only WWE I watch. Keep the shows humping. Now, while Sour Graps is, it originated as like a, I want to shit on everything show. One of my favorite comments on Select this week was from our friend Sheila, who said, you know, I avoided your show for a long time. Then I watched it after a particularly bad Raw, and I was just like, I agree with this stuff.
As someone who was a fan before I got to sit in on Tuesday nights, I have always said, and I maintain, that like the grumpiness part doesn't work if you don't also have an excellent wrestling mind and provide alternatives. So
yes,
like if you find it abrasive, there's also an incredible amount of substance there. But if like you're shying away, like we try to keep it intelligent, or sometimes we just do a bunch of accents when we've given up. So either way, it's a good time.
We have some great well wishes from D'Lo Diggs. Thank you so much. He offers us some eggnog money. RM26 says, happy holidays to what everybody celebrates. Luis sent a very awesome humper chat. He says he loves Fightful and thanks for your hard work. I mean, you guys are sending some very, very generous humper chats and super chats. I cannot tell you how much we appreciate that, including, I think, was it Cher Delaware that sent one that said happy belated Hanukkah?
No, it's Cher, just, the Cher.
The Cher, the actual Cher is here.
Yeah. We're friends.
Wow.
Does she believe in life after love?
No, she doesn't.
She does, actually.
No. Oh, she not does. Anymore.
That's why she's like 75 and still looks like she's 30. That and plastic surgery.
GD Painter, which I like to imagine is goddamn Painter, says happy holidays. Based Maritimer sent us a Merry Christmas as well and said that sad that Denise can't be on the stream due to her taking a big fat shit. Well, I'm not sad. I'm glad that she's staying regular. There you go. Chris Rain sent a monster humper chat. Big thank you. And thank you for your thank yous as well. Mark Losper does the same. I mean, Chris is over there on humperchats.com all the time. Sending humper chats. A specific thanks to Chris Reigns for doing that all the time. Your support is integral to what we do, and I appreciate it. Mark says, not a giant fan of the humper chat deal, but I want my people to get as much as coin as possible. Thanks for entertaining us during a trying year. Well, we're just glad that you're here and you give a shit. Simon with a generous one saying Merry Christmas. Jared wishing us Merry Christmas from New Zealand, saying he loves our stuff. We've got Andrew saying hope that we have a Merry Christmas and says that we've been his soundtrack working from home. Veer Mahan is coming. Hook is wrestling a bear. Grayson Waller is going to become champion in 2022. We had Patrick Fannin asking for bold predictions. I think we just got some there.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's hear Tony D sing Maurice's theme, Alex.
Okay, well, let me find it here.
He said that that's been the soundtrack, and we got somebody, Van Twinblade, asking for the jukebox. I'm requesting Tony D singing Maurice's theme in French.
Okay, all right. Tony D singing this in French. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
Pourquoi comment? Pourquoi comment? Pourquoi es-tu si belle? Pourquoi tu bouges comme ça? Pourquoi tu me fais mal? Oh, je me sens tout nu. Oui, oui. Pourquoi tu fais tout ça?
Pourquoi tu dis que? Pourquoi tu me fais mal? Oui, 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 gabagool.
I encourage anybody to look up my video with Alex over what those words actually mean. You'll be terrified.
Yeah. It's not
Joseph Correa, thanks to Fightful Squad for all of our hard work. What's everyone's favorite promo of 21? I got to go MJF, CM Punk the first time. I thought they did really well.
Yep. That's it.
Punk and Kingston for me.
I like Liv's last night. That was
the Kingston Moxley was last year, right? When he was talking about his mom and stuff, because that was up there for me, but I think that was last year.
Remember when WrestleMania had a rain delay and they had to subject us to all of those promos? Yeah, those were the ones. Those are the ones to remember.
Some of those weren't bad compared to a lot of the ones that they did. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah,
some of those were unscripted.
Some of those unscripted ones weren't bad.
When you get like an unscripted Kevin Owens or Seth Rollins, like that's some of the most organic stuff you could have. But I thought, that I actually thought was like some of the best things they did for the product in a long time.
Oh, and the cowboy shit promo from Hangman when he came back. I just saw that in the chat too. There you go.
Tony D's vignettes.
Yeah, I was going to say with the Hangman stuff, it's not really a promo, but like, I guess a moment or a video package, but him and the Dark Order, their entrance against the Elite Squad, that was like one of the best things I've seen all year.
A big thank you to Sam G for his generous super chat and well wishes, as well as Rerun, who says, I don't have friends who watch wrestling, so guess what? You're my friends who watch wrestling, whether you like it or not. Well, we do like it. That's why we're here. Again, we try to make it as, I don't want to say, we're not one of those toxic positivity accounts, but if somebody's dog shit, we're like, hit the bricks. Daniel says, can Walter sing a song? I'll leave it up to you. I would like to hear Walter sing Maurice's theme song.
No, not doing that again. Hold on. I have one prepared.
This is so good because it's going to shorten the length of our songs tonight. Right. So.
Yeah.
Ah, feels nice.
I feel like it will not shorten it.
No. Before you get started, I want to say that the match I want to see next year is Bryan Danielson versus Daniel Garcia.
Oh, that's a good one.
That'd be a good one.
Yes.
Yoko Lintner says Little Drummer Boy was a bigger heel than the Grinch. Shows up to the party without a gift and decides that what a woman who recently had a baby and is completely exhausted needs is a kid beating on his damn drum. You know?
Yep.
You're not wrong, Yoko. You're more right about that than A Christmas Story. Also, shout out to your cartoon titties.
If you watch Alex's stream from last year, you will find him also pointing out that the Little Drummer Boy is also a shitty drummer, which is
he's really bad at drumming.
He is.
Yeah, I would have taken those drumsticks and shoved them down his throat if I had just had a baby.
The Lars Ulrich of Christmas.
Anakin says, I feel like even Stevens lied to me. They celebrated Hanukkah and Christmas. Pearl is telling me that's not true. Also, did Will Washington saying he's dripping wet? Just for share. I doubt it. Even Stevens is such an underrated television show. I saw Beans in a music video. I can't remember what one, though.
It is.
Yeah, that was a great show. Really
no,
was.
I think that they celebrated both. There are people that celebrate both.
Yeah. I did growing up because my dad's side wasn't Jewish. My mom's side was. So we grew up like kind of doing both. So
Miguel, thank you for your well wishes. Which two wrestlers or tag team are you looking forward to watching or hope they match up for 2022? I want Bryan Danielson after his top run to get like a stable. I want him to have somebody underneath him. I just don't know who I think that should be yet.
I want RJ City to team up with Daniel Garcia.
I want Malachi Black to have Brody King and Lance Archer.
I think we're getting it now, but Seth Rollins and Kevin Owens are going to win those titles at Royal Rumble, I believe.
Yep, I'm going to combine Joel and Kate's, and I want RJ City with Malachi Black.
Oh, my God.
Check out our interview with RJ City today. 75 minutes for some reason. MJ Johnson says, from seeing Sean and Quizzlemania to subbing to Fightful Select, hope everyone has a great holiday. That is also another great way to support us, Fightful Select. I have news today on Vince McMahon not wanting to do no cut contracts. There you go. And we will have scoops all throughout the week. Ricardo says, enjoying a tall boy and a bong with my favorite people. Here's some money for the big star, Jeremy, and his bonus. Happy holidays.
Wish you could be here.
Oh my god.
Don't laugh a lot, Kitty.
Hey man, at least now if someone comes at me in the chat, boom, you're wrong.
Touch grass. Oh sorry, I'm busy touching something else.
Damn right.
Zach says, I gotta hear Tony D do Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer.
That would be a good one.
Here we go. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Uncle Carmine, we believe. She'd been drinking too much eggnog. We begged her not to go, but she left the medication, so she stumbled out the door into the snow. When they found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, there were two in the temple, and we said, it's gotta be those freaking Corleones.
Matt James, thank you, Fightful Family. Stumbled upon the Raw review last year during the pandemic, and since then you've begun following all of us. Thank you what we bring to the IWC, but being a fantastic source of entertainment. Happy holidays to everyone. Well, happy holidays to you. It sucks that the pandemic happened. I'm glad that when you guys stayed home, so many of you turned to us, because that was a big turning point for us. We were able to expand our staff. I mean, we have twice as many people on our staff now than we did a year ago. And even people that were associated with the site, like Rob and Joel and Cher have come on to do stuff with us, which is really awesome. Like, I mean, half these people weren't here last year, but they didn't do official work for us. And now, unfortunately, Kate does. Bad Company Bill says, thank you guys for getting us through the year. Gotta hear Tony D rap Jingle Bells by Gucci Mane.
All right, here we go.
Listen, oh buddy, I'm just saying, make sure there's no colorful language.
Oh no,
in there.
I got it. Jingle bales on the scale, fish scale, same color, trying to duck the feds, just bust a freaking guy's head. Because this freaking guy tried to play with my bread. Jingle bales. Hey, I'm going to drop a bag on your head. The neighbors won't tell, and we left no shells. It's a dead man. Sleep with the fishes. Gabagool.
Ejection says Kalex for Quizzlemania against Denise SRS. Well, you know what? They would fit right in with that four-hour show. That much I tell you.
Kalex can coexist. I can tell you that much.
Me and Denise actually did pretty well as a team, but
well, she's not here now, so
that's true. Chad says, thanks to all of you for a great 2021, including Denise. Do any of you see Roman losing the title in 2022? If you do, who beats him?
No.
No, I don't. I think he keeps it all throughout next year. I think maybe he loses it ahead of WrestleMania the next year if The Rock's there, because you don't need that. But maybe they keep it.
If the reign is stale now, what's it going to be like in 6, 8, 10, 12 months?
Paul Heyman on a pole match. Liven it up.
All she's looking for. I actually think Bron Breakker does take it from him within 2022. Like
Rabbi Duck says, thanks for all you do. Box of Mixed Biscuits says, it's bookended by two great pay-per-views, Rumble and Mania. The Raw and SmackDowns in between, a.k.a. Road to WrestleMania, are actually the most boring storytelling WWE does all year. Merry Christmas. I do think they get very lazy. Last year was some of the worst storytelling I've ever seen that led up to WrestleMania. And then what that WrestleMania showed me was that they can put together really good videos, even based on the bullshit that they book ahead of time, which credit to their production department, but woof. The build really sucked on a lot of that stuff. Nico Rigoli says, my uncle's funeral was yesterday. I'm so sorry to hear that. Sorry for your loss. Yeah. Oh, boy. Can I please hear Tony D, William Regal, Malcolm Bivens, and the Grinch do a verse of Hallelujah, please?
I mean,
I don't think we've zoned in on a Malcolm Bivens impression yet.
Yeah, I think.
Nope, haven't done that one yet.
I think if we gave him the $25 that you just donated, he might just do it himself.
Probably.
Yeah, he probably would.
How about a William Regal with Hallelujah? We'll stick with that.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor falls, the major lifts, the baffled king composing Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 ooh, ooh, war games!
Sports guy says Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Where is... Somebody asked where Bob O'Neill was on this stream. Never gone. Gone.
Who's Bob O'Neill? Who is this guy?
Drew Nicholas, thank you so much for so much. I mean, Drew helps us do so much with moderating. Big thank you to his generous super chat or humper chat that says, thank you, Fightful Faithful. Beach is a small part of this amazing team, brings me happiness. I'm so thankful for all you all do, making the last half of the year special for me. All smiles and laughter when it was needed. Well, you're a big part of it, Drew. We appreciate you. You help keep those chats clean, and we greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, there's no small part of the team.
Yeah. Except definitely not Denise's big fat shits. I mean, that is a major part. Huge part of the team. Team SRS versus Team Kalex says, I'll be asleep when this stream goes out. I wanted to say thank you to everyone at Fightful for all their hard work this year. Don't think I've laughed as much as your streams. Is Sean going to Denise's wedding? I'm planning on it. I think it's like the day after.
Her guest list.
I think it's the day after SummerSlam, which I will be driving to, so I don't know how that will work, but I'm hoping to. JBJO1 says, happy holidays. What do you think AEW's New Year's resolution should be? Well, I'll give out another one. I definitely think they need to lean more into women's storytelling. They're doing a good job with the TBS tournament, so I think they need to do that. I think they're going to do that with the Owen Hart tournament as well. So I think that's one they could do.
Give Hook every title.
That's a good one. Yeah. Rerun says, actually, we read that one. Daniel Rothenberg says, switching up questions tonight, saw Spider-Man No Way Home. It was great. Who would be the best superhero, wrestler, person at Fightful, commentator? I will leave this question for interpretation. Who would be the best superhero? Probably Broke Santa Sting.
Yeah. He's got the power of muteness.
He's very stoic.
I don't know. I mean, I raised two kids by myself, so.
Yeah, you already are one.
Yeah, but I mean, the television practically just like raises kids themselves.
Actually, Reed has come over here like 5 times to try to tell you thank you for the Darby Allin action figure.
Well,
so
there you go. There you go. I guess I'm a superhero, aren't I?
Brandon yeah, don't
says,
push it.
I mean, finding that thing, it was pretty superheroic, just saying. Brandon said, thanks for the shows. Merry Christmas. Gary Coxhead said, I guess if people knew YouTube tip 30%, they might use Humper Chat more. If you don't want to mention the 30%, that is just a thank you. Yes, YouTube does take 30%, but it doesn't matter. Jimmy's paying that full balance, guys. Jacques Rougeau's number one fan says, one more tip from my favorite step host. Well, everybody knows the step host loves the tip. Says, still watch that review to laugh my butt off at Denisha's reactions. Don't get caught in a washing machine. Dan Matt Darby says, to my Fightful family, I've always wanted, especially that wacky Denise with that crazy smile. She looks like a psychotic bunny rabbit. Thank you for making this effed up year much better.
I'll tell my bunny friend what you said.
That was very specific.
Man.
Thanks for the money, I guess.
I think it's Dennis, or maybe it's Denise Dirty Work, says, all the best to the team during the holidays. Shout out to the wish.com West Texas Grinch.
Thank you.
Oh my God. The Grinch sounds like he's about to go team with Kendall Windham and Kurt Hennig in 1999 WCW.
I've
been traveling through Texas lately.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Your Texas accent got worse when you tried to have a Texas accent.
Yeah. LB says, who do we see winning the Rumble? Right now, if I had to pick two, I'd pick Bianca again and Braun Breaker. Anybody else?
Malcolm Bivens.
Mm.
And both.
He's so big, how could they eliminate him?
He's winning both.
I would say Seth Rollins. I'm still on that train. And if Bayley is back in time, I say Bayley. But if not, I say I'll say Bianca again too.
Okay. Let's see. My God.
Hello, everybody. Denise only booked me for an hour. I gotta go.
Goodbye, Grinch.
Bye, Grinch.
Goodbye, Grinch.
Happy holidays. Happy holidays.
That Whoville was like in the deep heart of Texas, hanging out with the Von Erichs.
She was having a heat stroke.
And Denise's dumps grew 3 times this day. JB Love says, happy effing holiday. Special shout out to the dynamic duo of SRS and Grinch, who first drew me into the warm and wacky world of Fightful. See, I don't know if you mean Denise or you mean me calling her a Grinch last year and doing a song. Tom Talks Rubbish said, shout out to Rob and Steven for coming on my channel for interviews. Happy holidays, everyone. If you lost your passion for wrestling, could you still cover it? Probably not, but I don't think I'll ever lose my passion for wrestling. I would rather cover dog shit wrestling than do anything else for work. I really love it. So,
and thank you, Tom. It was a blast being on your show.
Yeah. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it, man. And also, like, that's something that I love about my role at Fightful is everything that I watch, I like. Like, I don't have to watch the WWE. It's perfect. So, like, I watch 205 Live and NXT UK for the weekend. Or that's my only WWE consumption of the entire week. So,
rub it in.
But it would be tough. It would be tough to have to watch something I don't like so often. And I also do have to get out of here. So thank you very much for having me on. Happy holidays, everyone. Appreciate everyone. And
appreciate you, Steven.
Jump on Twitter, y'all. Say something nice to Jesse the Buckeye.
Yes, please. Yeah. Our good friend Jesse the Buckeye, who's long done shows with Steven. We love Jesse. We're so glad she's back home.
Yeah. We did a live stream today with her on video. So, like, if y'all want to get more, I know more about kind of what she's been going through the last, you know, couple months, check that out. That's on youtube.com/JesseDavin. And all the donations for today's stream over there went directly to her and her family. So, you know, that's something you can do to help her out as well. Just wanted to throw that out there before I got out of here. And thank y'all very much. Happy holidays.
I see you
guys. Send Jesse the Buckeye some love. I truly think that helped her will a lot over the last few months, because she was having a rough time, and she's one of the best of us. So please send Jesse the Buckeye some love. Anakin says, wanted to say how much I adore you guys. Getting to hang out with Pearl, Cher, Rob, Kate, and Jesse on the Slammiversary watch along was some of the most fun this year. I think we saw SRS 100 times on screen. Thanks, Impact.
I don't remember watching that at all.
I think you were there.
When was it?
That was the first one. July. I think I did too, maybe.
Oh yeah, that was way too long ago for me to remember.
You were supposed to go, but something happened, so you just watched it with.
Oh yeah, because I couldn't get tickets because all their tickets were like
$500.
$500, and they were like, it comes with a swag bag, which was a bunch of Impact branded bullshit that I didn't want.
Well, I can tell you, they didn't sell at least 2 ringside seats, because that's where they fucking put me. After I said it. Maybe put me off camera. That would be nice. Put me off camera.
No, it was fun.
And I didn't even get one of the gimmick bags either. Like, I didn't get Fit Crunch.
You didn't pay $500 for your ticket.
Follow up. You made up for that gimmick bag at SummerSlam.
Did they give you the photo with the Digital Media Championship?
No, they didn't. But their PR guy was like, so I had some people that took pictures with me, and the PR guy was looking over at me like, the fuck they taking pictures with you for?
Who's that super tall guy in the front row taking
pretty funny
photos?
Maduka Tia says, greetings from Norway. Who would you like to see as next tag champs in AEW in 2022? Alex Reindeerski is my final champ of the year. I would love to see Santana and Ortiz.
Top Flight, my boys. I want Top Flight to do it, my boys.
I think they've got a lot of story left to tell before they reach that. I think there's going to be like a good 3-4 month story just of them without the titles, though. Any other thoughts, guys?
Cody and Dustin Rhodes for tag champs.
If it's not Santana and Ortiz, I would love for that LAX to be like trios champions at some time, if they are going to put Eddie Kingston with the two of them. That would be
That'd rad.
Be badass.
Reminder, guys, get in your super chats and humper chats. All of these go towards Christmas bonuses for our Fightful staff, and Jimmy will match them. JW Pringle says, thanks for letting me send out the mental health moment info in your all shows. It means a lot to me to be able to send out that message week after week. You never know who needs to hear it and when. Love you guys and happy holidays. Well, JW Pringle, I appreciate you doing it. I think several of us on this stream have needed to hear it at times. Yep. And I always encourage people to check out Nami Communicate on Twitter. They have a lot of really, really great resources.
Hey, JW Pringle, thanks for super chatting my parents every show. It's the most fun thing in the world. They ask about you.
No, Sharon is taken by me. Frozen like that now.
No, that's, I just haven't moved. I don't like men, sorry.
Jay Blunt says, me neither. Ringtone Alex. Mary, Mary.
Mary, Mary.
Van Twinblade says, Sean, make him do the soliloquy. You have the script. Let me find the script. It's way down here. Alex, I'll send it to you in the private chat. Okay. That was for Tony B.
All right. The script.
All right. There you go.
Okay. Hold on.
And Yoko says, can we get Walter singing AJ Lee's theme?
What?
I don't even remember that.
I remember at one point somebody thought that theme said slut it up. Instead of
that's the
So which one am I doing first?
Okay, you got to do AJ's first because you're at least familiar with that. But T. Daniel Barber says late to the party, but thank you all for all the hard work. Merry Christmas to you all, except for the Grinch, and a happy Saturday. Well, thank you very much, T. Daniel Barber. Appreciate it.
All right, so AJ Lee's theme song as Walter.
Yes.
All right. Light up, light up, light up. Let's light it up, light it up, light it up. Light up tonight. Let's light it up like shooting stars are burning. Light up the sky. Let's light it up, light it up, light it up. Light up tonight. Let's light it up. Light the night, light the diamonds. Shine in your eyes. Your eyes. Light it up.
Brian Doyle says, I think Matt Cardona's heel run over the last year has been a sleeper entry. The top 10 best heels of 2021. His work with Gage is proof of this. I think he's one of the five best. I think he was incredibly self-aware, and he displayed why he was one of the most over talents in the world a decade ago, and showed that left to his own auspices, he could be again. And it's a lot easier said than done when you're released from WWE and you're perceived as a WWE lifer. So he took that and he's like, how can I capitalize on being the WWE guy?
I like that he said he was sending GCW stuff back in a trash bag.
That was great.
Yes.
Collins on the Rock says she's here for the Grinch. Thank you, Fightful. My partner, Epi, and I listen to all your post shows. It's great for our relationship, too. I appreciate you all so much. Well, we appreciate you all. We love hearing that. I mean, I can't believe some of you all let your kids listen to us, but hey, more whatever gets us those clickety clacks. But
that's me. Sometimes they'll just have their iPads, and all of a sudden, I'll hear your voice, and they'll be listening to you, and I'm like,
"No, I could understand why people would listen as couples because listen, we get them in the mood. That's just what we do here. We get them in the mood at Fightful. So, yeah.
I just got a text from my wife saying, "Absolutely not." So.
Pardon me. Oh, you mean your wife that's pregnant right now?
Listen, man, there was another podcast. Anyway, keep going. Oh.
You all were listening to Brad Shepherd Unleashed, weren't you?
Jesus.
Nick Thomas says, happy Ridge Holland Day, Spiteful. I shouldn't be sending this with a kid on the way, but who gives a shit? Well, your partner, girlfriend, baby's mom, whatever, might... But thank you. Hannah says, leave more humper in super chat so Denise can see a proctologist. You could just say this out loud, Hannah.
I've typed it in the chat like four times, so I just sent it.
Fair. Fair. I'm a little behind on those. Danny Leonard says, new here, and I find this podcast very insightful and colorful. Keep up the good job, guys. Excited for Holiday Bash and Hook at Rampage this week. Well, the way I like to look at it is if you're not having fun covering wrestling, whether you hate what you're watching or not, what the hell are you doing it for? Like, we can get, like, seriously annoyed by stuff, but ultimately we're going to have fun covering this show. ShotKid29 says, discovered you guys this year and love everything you do. Merry Christmas, Fightful. Man, has it really been this year? It feels like you've been here forever, ShotKid29, but thank you. What's your favorite unintentionally funny thing in wrestling in 2021?
Oh, it's got to be the egg.
No, that was not fun. It was not
Arn,
my favorite.
Arn and the Glock, man.
Oh, yeah.
Arn and the Glock, man. It's got to be that.
This honestly, Arn doing a lot of weird stuff this year.
Yeah.
Between the Glock and the falls, and then getting picked up just to get beat up by Jose. Oh, yeah.
Suzuki incident's also on the list for me because that was just so.
Of course.
What a wonderful, like, minutia to be magnified. That was so fun.
TK also, Jose being jacked was one. Like, him just running out and him being yoked.
And it was intentional, but the Big E throwing his jacket at Corey Graves, I always loved.
Yeah.
I always loved it.
DJ Duke says, what do you think about Roxy being at the WWE tryout? As soon as I heard they were going to do December tryouts and ROH was doing that deal, I figured she would be there. I'm going to have more on that in the coming week or so, but heard that she did well, and that's not a big surprise. But Roxy shouldn't have even had to do a tryout. They should have just hired her. Josh says, Merry Christmas to the Fightful family. Who's someone that you discovered this year in wrestling? Ooh. Mine was Ninja Mac. Ninja Mac was mine as well. I really became familiar with him because of I saw clips on Twitter because I didn't get to see much indie wrestling last year outside of the Black Label Pro earlier in the year. But that was a big one. And it was the first person that I was like, how didn't I not know about this? Since like Jack Evans in the early 2000s and Blitzkrieg in 99, it was that kind of like awakening for me. Is there anybody that stands out to you guys besides obviously fucking Hook?
Big Vin. Now, I don't know if y'all know this, but 911 from ECW has a kid. And his kid's name is Big Vin. And
is that a shoot?
It's a shoot. They just did a JCW show this past weekend, and he was Santa. Big Vin is the kid's name. And we were talking about it today, Rob and I, on we did a select recording for Retro Review. And yes, 911 has a kid, Big Vin. Go check him out.
Ryan is that Sullivan. The name on his birth certificate? Big Ben?
I hope so. Got it.
Ryan Sullivan says, BS Unleashed, more like Joel Pearl Unprotected.
Joel was the one listen that he got on the podcast.
That's right. Wrote a whole article, too, for PW Podcasts.
Shout out.
My talent is Janai Kai.
Okay.
I think she might have been the tail end of last year, but close enough. I was unaware of her and just wildly impressed.
The Cease Twins for the ruckus. I love the Cease Twins. They are full grown adults, but I don't care. I'm going to adopt them. Says thank you for all that you guys do. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, besties. A couple of really great girls are the Cease Twins.
Newly also, graduated Cease Chin.
Yes.
And soon to be debuting Allie Cease.
So I saw Hornswoggle on Sunday, and I got a message from the Cease Twins that says, tell him we graduated college because one time he told us he hoped we dropped out. Speaking of nice people, we got Robert DeFelice here.
I'm a nice guy.
Bravo!
Apparently, I missed the furry convention. I don't know where the Grinch went, but
probably to go touch some boobs.
I'm sure it wasn't the person in the costume needing to take a big fat shit at all. But we've also got another fellow good guy, Phil Lindsay of Grapsity. Phil, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you? I think, did me and Rob come from the first same place?
We did. I believe we did.
What do you mean?
We were working on something else.
What were you?
Something that I bailed on.
How dare you? How dare you? Man, Frank Aguilera says, came for the great post shows, stayed for the distraction nonsense. By the way, I'm going to move somebody else up here because, I mean, he ain't going to, so he's just going to get blocked by the super chat.
Look at that, top billing.
So, you guys rule. Thanks for the great entertainment while I slave away working in retail. Thank you to everybody working in retail, too. Yeah. This is a tough time of year, so a big thank you. Miguel Ortiz says, Killer Cross posted a video 4 days ago on his Instagram. We mentioned 47 days, and that's February 2nd, which is a Dynamite show. Narrative Faction debut. I would be shocked. I'd be very shocked. I think it's just his non-compete ending. We really missed the ball by not having Carlos Toro do his debut article for WWE, because the rib was when Killer Cross debuted, or he was announced as debuting in MLW, then debuted in MLW, then was announced as signing with WWE, then his vignettes aired on NXT, then he debuted in NXT, then he had his debut match. Carlos wrote all those. And when he left, I don't think Cross would be upset that we mention it now, since he's not going to get any heat for it. We had him send an intimidating video to Carlos saying, I'll see you soon, Carlos, with a maniacal laugh. So we are going to have Carlos write wherever he debuts at. It's going to happen.
He's his beat reporter now.
Zach Barber says, can Cher, Kate, and Alex all sing Judas? Well, listen. Listen, buddy. Yes, they can.
No.
And you can see it if you pay for AEW's full gear pay-per-view. You can see Cher Delaware singing Judas.
You can.
You know what you I love can. About Cher is she's just so beautiful on the inside, you know?
Yeah.
And out.
Never going to live that down.
Julio says, man, Alex dropped out.
He didn't want to sing. He didn't want to sing.
He said, fuck Judas.
He said, I still got like a 3-hour NXT show to do.
Alex sang Judas with Jeremy one time. They did a, it's on our mixtape. Injection 2K says, man, make Fightful for, or Vids for Fightful to show my appreciation. Hit us up. Drop us a DM, my friend. I think we're caught up on the super chats, but we still have some Humper Chats at humperchats.com. Taxel says, happy holidays. Thank you for all the late night laughs. So happy to found this community, especially the Distraction and Late Night Grin. They do some great stuff over there. So very, very glad that they have. I mean, they've got their own channel at youtube.com/FightfulDistraction. So check them out as well.
Baroque Santa Sting seemed to be a fan of that. We haven't seen a lot of anything out of Baroque Santa Sting. But we got Sting, like
that's a picture of Baroque Santa Sting.
That's fair.
Brooke Santa Sting is a long ass thumb too. Just putting that out there.
Yeah. That was like didn't go the Orange Cassidy route.
Dante V says, have a happy holiday or have a great holiday, Fightful. A monster Humper Chat from Dante. Thank you so much. You. So many of you have sent such big ones, as did Choco Taco, who says donating to buy Jeremy a nice steak dinner and introduce some fiber into Denise's diet. Buddy, Denise stays plenty regular. She is practically Jamie Lee Curtis just choking down Activia at this point, taking big fat shits, monster shits, monumental shits. Whew.
Damn.
The Ninth says, happy holidays, y'all. That's it. That's the Humper Chat. Well, thank you. And Cowboy Clay says, Fightful is the one thing that's always made my 2021 better on a consistent basis. Select is the best money I spend every month. Just wish I could give you all more. Listen, I'll drop my PayPal if you want, buddy. I mean, listen, all I want is enough money to fill up my stocking. That's it. That's all I'm asking for. Jesus. Enough money to fill up my stocking.
Same.
Yeah. Happy holidays, and may the gabagool be with you, says Cowboy Clay.
And with your spirit.
Amanda says, thank you for the joy you all provide all year long, especially SRS and Team Kalex. Keep cool, gabagool. SRS, can you please play?
You know it's all about life.
But yes, I can. You're welcome, Amanda. MN132 says, thanks, Fightful, for being an amazing space for awesome people to talk about wrestling. This is coming from a dude who got back after I stopped watching 10 years ago. Happy holidays. Hashtag, you know it's all about the butt.
You know it's all about life.
But really, back to back. That was.
Butt to butt.
People love the butt.
Okay. They do.
That's true. Cheek to cheek for those. Daniel R says, first, I really like Rhapsody. Who do you want to win a title in 2022 for me, Thunder Rosa? You know what? Since he's a cool Rhapsody, let's go over to Phil. Who are you looking forward to?
Look at that. Oh, man. Look at the merch, man. The merch.
It's great.
What was the question again?
Who are you looking to, or who do you want to win a title in 2022?
I want my man Scorpio Sky to finally win a title, man. Like, I feel like he's been there long enough. Like, he should be champion by now. Well, he has won a championship. But I mean, like a singles title.
Yeah. JB Love says, I meant to shout for SRS and Denise, the forever Grinch Salcedo. I just assumed the energy was Bob O'Neill and the green rug. Ugh. Chris Williams says, Four Christmases is the best Christmas movie ever. I watched it for the first time last week. I enjoyed it. Cher, you didn't seem to enjoy it.
I did not. I think he plays the same character in every single movie he's in, like Adam Sandler. So,
are you talking about Vince Vaughn?
Yeah.
How did I know that? See?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, not like Psycho or stuff like that, like the Swingers. American Psycho.
No, he always plays a guy that doesn't know how to love, and then by the end of the movie, they teach him how to love. Like, that's his character arc in every movie he's in.
Yeah. I mean, it was all right, but...
Okay, so Van Twinblade says, Kate, make Alex do the soliloquy at the start of NXT. There you go. And Bad Company Bill says, shout out to the Phil and the Grapsity guys for getting me through work on Saturdays. You all do great work over there, Phil.
You do. Yeah, you do. It's a great show.
Don't let anybody on Twitter lie to you, man. Like,
Frank Aguilera says, how do I request that all this go to Sean's new best friend, Bob O'Neill? You don't. You're out of luck. Sorry. Sorry.
Sean's what? What did he say?
New best friend.
Listen, you got to beat his ass. You got to prove yourself. Guys, we have reached the end of our super chats and humper chats. I'll give you guys kind of a last chance to get those in. But I want to thank you all for being here. This is we want to do something that helps our staff out. And quite frankly, like I said, of all the places I had been, there was one place ever out of like the 10 places I wrote that did Christmas bonuses. And we are a publicly funded site. So this means the world. Jimmy is matching Humper Chats and Super Chats. We'll sort of bid everybody adieu. Rob, you have anything to say to the people? Plug your shit.
Yeah, thank you. I just want to say thank you to everybody that's supported Fightful this year and last year and in the future. You can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. And then now I have a show with Maggie called Coexisting every Thursday. And it's going to be on Fightful Select, but this coming Thursday, it's going to be on Fightful's YouTube page. So I'm very excited about that. And again, thank you, everybody.
Gary Coxhead says, Coxhead is my last name. On YouTube, I'm Drag... Oh, okay. And Gary Coxhead says, Joel really reminds me of Iggy from the TV show New Amsterdam. Congrats on the amazing news.
Thank you.
I wonder if I missed... Iggy. I wonder if I missed any other humper chats along the way. I sure hope that I didn't. But
maybe the humper chats are the friends we made along the way.
Yeah. I think so. Kate, you've got the post NXT show tonight. We will not be working together tonight or Friday, rather. We won't be working together the next two Fridays because it's Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve. So the next time we're going to be on screen together is like January 7th.
I know.
Oh, that's Brian funny. Moore says hooker chats, by the way, which I appreciate.
Hell yeah.
plug your shit, Kate.
Oh, well, you didn't say. Get out of here.
Take the advice that Denise Salcedo should take and plug your shit.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, I don't want to get like backed up, but you can follow me at Kate on Deck IC. You can catch me tonight with Alex every Tuesday right after NXT and normally with Sean on Fridays, but not until next year. And I just want to say, as someone who started watching wrestling as an adult and later in life, this isn't ever something I grew up with. As someone who started watching Fightful, I think at the end of last year and now gets to be a part of it on screen, this has just been so wonderful. And to, you know, you get into wrestling podcasting for the money, I think, but I sincerely, I say it all the time, like,
you fool.
I am an idiot. No, I'm just kidding. But I don't do this for any reason other than the fact that I really, really want to with the people that watch the shows and with the people that do this. I wouldn't be at a different site doing this. I want to be here all the time. So I just appreciate it so much. And everybody that I have the privilege to work with is so awesome here. And everybody who makes it so fun to do, damn it. Thank you.
On that heartfelt note, Farting Preacher says, May 2022 kick 2021's ass. Who will be a bigger star? Braun Breaker or Hook? I think Breaker, but I mean, Hook is going to be a big star. Like, 1A and 1B to me. To me, those are two can't-miss stars, I think.
Yeah.
Broke Santa Sting, do you have any?
Hey, Rob, Kevin Nash. Yeah, I'm upset too, man. Braun was one of my favorite guys to watch on TV also. Plus, he's a buddy of mine. I don't know what the hell's going on there. But if you can get rid of the monster, I guess that nobody's safe, right? Or maybe that's the whole reason they got rid of him. I don't know. Anyway, just a pep talk, man. You know, just gotta... I'm rooting for Orton now. Orton's my new guy. So I guess that's all I can say. We'll see you through the week. I'll see you through the window. My grandfather used to say that. See you, cracker. Peace.
Jesus.
That's the cracker bar.
To that I reply.
Who gives a fuck?
Sean, do you think we can end every episode of Gravity?
No! Cracker? That's a bad idea.
Please!
Because you know how wrestling fans are. Oh, boy.
Amazing.
Rangers Mayhem sending a monster super chat to help close us out. It says, late to the show, but thanks to Fightful for getting us through the year. Learned about you guys through WrestleTalk and haven't looked back. SRS is the greatest Quizlemania champ ever. Hashtag FTF. Yeah, I am. They still haven't sent me a fucking trophy. They sent them to fans that win on their Patreon, but I've won the thing 13 times. I spend 3 hours on a Wednesday. Yeah, nothing I'd rather do for 3 hours on a Wednesday than that. Come on, WrestleTalk. What are we doing here?
Basically, Charlotte Flair, 13-time champion.
Look at Jimmy. Sorry I missed this. I hear I'm matching, so enjoy. Oh, Jimmy, and the amount that you see. Oh, it's even worse over on the Humper Chats, buddy. Oh, it's time. Robert, did I have you plug your shit?
No, I haven't plugged my shit yet. And first, speaking of that, I will tell Kate, if you don't want to be backed up, skip the cheese with the gabagoo, because it's not gonna work out well for you. But you can follow me everywhere, at Dude Felice, like it says on the screen. I love all you beautiful people. Sean Ross Sapp is tremendous. Kate is tremendous. Rob is tremendous. Bill, I already put you over for an hour, but you're tremendous. Joel, you're great. Broke Santa Sting, you've saved my life a million times. Alex is just a joy to work with every Wednesday. And look, he came around just for me to put him over. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, Carlos Easy says, one last happy holidays to Fightful, still struggling to successfully figure out Humper Chat situation. After all these weeks, but we'll figure it out by the start of the new year. If you have PayPal, it hooks up right there. Just go to humperchats.com. If you can't watch our shows live or you can't watch Grapsody live, anything like that, you can leave a chat there and it'll get read on the air. We got Bryn saying, how does Oliver celebrate Christmas, SRS? Thank you for all that you do. Oliver definitely leaves cookies out for Santa. The night before, and he stays up and watches for Santa and then falls asleep in the window watching. I carry him up to sleep. He runs down the stairs. He finds catnip. Jeez. And the cookie with one bite out of it. That's how he celebrates.
Hold on.
That's just the facts. Yoko says, how many quads did Nash tear while doing that? None. He got stem cells.
There you go.
Alex, you're doing the post NXT show tonight. You do sour graps all the time. I've pretty much given you and Kate the green light to do sour graps of WWE pay-per-views, if you so choose, on Fightful Select as well, which were a massive success, mind you. Tell the people what you got going on.
Tonight, AJ Styles...
What the hell is with your sound?
Your mic is wrong, pal.
Oh, no.
Well, you know what? I'll segue over to Joel Pearl because I know he ain't got shit going on. Joel, what you got going on?
Well, on this side of things, you can find me and Rob Wilkins once in a while dropping some retro reviews over on Fightful Select. And also on top of that, if you go to twitch.tv/FightfulGaming, myself, Jeremy Lambert, all the pals, Steven Jensen and I, we play video games, we chat, we just do the thing. Come and hang out with us, twitch.tv/FightfulGaming. And then on the outside of Fightful stuff, you can find me. I do a podcast every Wednesday and Sunday at noon Eastern That's like, what is that, 9 a.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. in the UK. It's called Tim and Joel Call in the Ring. Myself, my buddy Tim, we talk about wrestling through the week. We have fun with it. We joke around about it. You can find it youtube.com/TimandJoelPod, or just go find me on Twitter and it's all there.
Phil, you do Grapsody every week, but you got so much going on all the time, man. Stirring up shit all the time on Twitter.
No. Personally, I feel like Fightful has got me in more trouble than I've got my own self in. I don't know, man. I don't know. But no, of course you can.
I can't wait for you to get blamed for shit that the Fightful account tweets out. Like, I'm excited for that. Because we got to think the same. That's the rule.
No. I defended something that came out of Fightful account, and I got called all kinds of names about that one day.
No,
don't worry about it. of course you can watch Grapsody on Saturdays at noon Eastern. That's me. That's Righteous Reg, Will Washington. Of course, you know, buy the merch. Shop.fightful.com. And you know, you can find my writing at Bleach Report, Daily DDT. There's probably other sites I'm forgetting.
Guys, make sure you check out and you support what he's doing. Share Delaware. Tell the people where they can find you, assuming you want them to find you, which sometimes you've indicated that you don't.
I don't have shit going on. I hate wrestling fans. I'm just here because I had to be.
Alex, what do you got going on?
Yeah, I fixed my mic, so that's good. Tonight, AJ Styles makes his NXT debut 5 years late. Could have stepped right into a feud with Samoa Joe and Shinsuke Nakamura and Sami Zayn, but instead he has to put over Grayson Waller. So Kate and I are going to lose our minds about that in a few hours, and then we're just going to sing a bunch of NXT themed Christmas carols. So tune in for that. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh man, Chris Reigns, another Humper Chat. Big thank you, Chris. He said, wanted to get one last Humper Chat. I'm wearing my Sour Grap shirt, enjoying the stream. Well, you're going to have plenty of content this week to get you through Christmas week. I dropped an interview with Alex Hammerstone yesterday, MLW champion, who re-signed with the company. Fightful Select broke the news. Today, I did 75 minutes with RJ City, and it's fun. We actually talked about wrestling things because he did work with WWE this past year. Also, I interviewed Chris Van Vliet for a little over an hour. Also, I'm appearing on his channel this week, so you'll have that as well. There's tons of stuff. Before we go, in addition to thanking you guys, I can't tell you how important it is that you support us. When you subscribe to Fightful Select, when you send a Super Chat, Humper Chat, when you buy merch, when you send a Twitch bit, or you watch The Distraction or anything like that, or buy a magazine, it does fund us. Like, that's what we do. It helps us expand our staff. We have doubled our staff in the last year, and we definitely like to make sure that our staff has good character and is entertaining and are just good people. And that's what we want to do. We wanted to have a bit of a different formula than most wrestling websites, and I think we've done that really well. So thank you to everybody who has supported us. But there are a lot of people who couldn't be on this stream. Big thank you to Kyler James, who we hired 5 years ago without any experience in social media. And he has made us the fastest growing wrestling website, social media channel on Twitter. He's done incredible work. He runs the youtube.com/FightfulScraps channel. He does unbelievable work. Also, if you're ever mad at something that Fightful tweets, please bitch at him. Please bitch at him.
Yeah, Kyler's great, even though he's a Lakers fan. Like, just
he, yes, yes. I miss being able to rib him about Lonzo Ball, but whatever. Oh, also,
man. Lonzo's dope, man. He's here.
I know.
He's here. He's balling.
Also, I want to thank Gisberto, who couldn't be here. Gisberto has been in and out of the hospital all year, and he always puts in work, always puts up work. Love that dude. Always does as much as he possibly can and is willing to help out. Joe Hulbert couldn't be here. He has done incredible content, helped out with Twitch and launched the Fightful Distraction channel. And he's just one of the most entertaining podcast personalities, period. Luis Polito, who moderates our Super Chats and Humper Chats an awful lot. And like a lot of times when you see translations from Spanish, big shocker, it's not me doing the translation. even though I know you guys know how well I speak the language. It's Luis doing that, and he does an incredible amount of work there. William Thatch, who does a lot of our transcripts, gets those turned around really well. He has been great. Righteous Reg, man, what a voice that guy has, both in podcasting and in music. He has been so awesome to have a part of this team. We've got Taylor Hendricks, who writes all kinds of great features, highlighting people from the Notorious Mimi all the way up to like Dr. Britt Baker and Bianca Belair. Go check out her author page. We love having the experience of somebody who has been in the ring doing that. Also, our MMA team, from Daniel, who just left for the sporting news, a well-deserved position there. Evan, Ewan, or Colby. Gosh, Colby has started to do wrestling stuff for us as well. Tyler Fell, they do great. And also, I want to thank Ryan Cook. Almost none of you know who Ryan Cook is. He has been here since the very start. He will be finishing up with us next week. He likes to keep a low profile, but I want to send him a specific thank you. He has covered over 1,750 shows for us in the past 5 years since Fightful launched. And I want to send him a big thank you. Also, thanks to Shaq, who spent several months here this year, and any number of other people. I truly hope that I didn't forget anybody. Our entire mod team, we have people like Demon Diva who pop up and just ban people regularly, Stone Osborne, Drew, all these great people, JJ, who always promotes our stuff and is wonderful. But also, you got to thank Jimmy Van for making this possible, because this site was not a moneymaker for like 5 years. It was not. It didn't break even. And anytime we make money, Jimmy goes, how can we find a way to reinvest in this site? He wanted to do something special, and his team is special too. Melissa, if I ever need anything to get done, Melissa gets it done. Shandy has been great with the magazine. And of course, Lindsay has been incredible. I know a lot of you all don't know her. She popped up in a few of my vlogs years ago, but Jimmy has a really great team around him. Camillo, who produces our show on Wednesday. There's just so many people who help out with Fightful. And I want to make sure that they all get the appreciation they deserve. We have had a couple of Humper Chats in while I've waited. Chris Reigns, or actually, my gosh, where was it? It just disappeared. My God. Somebody asked about Malachi Black and Brody King. But we've got somebody saying, oh, well, I'm very, very clearly something about Tony D here, because I speak Spanish. Yeah, well, I think this says, how is Tony D's Espanol?
No, they're asking what Tony D thinks of Sean's Espanol.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's exactly that's what I meant.
Yeah.
I was just checking.
Here's what Tony D thinks of Sean's Espanol.
Perfect. Guys, thank you all so much. You guys have been incredible. Bridget says the Grinch is awesome. Much love to him / her. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you. Until next time, we're out.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.